Did you ever get tired in the waiting? You bet I do. And so does David. My name is Lena. This is Morning Minutes. We are in episode 5, Psalm 13, one of my favorite psalms, and you're going to see why in a minute. I confess to you that I've spent more time weary in the waiting than I'd like to admit. I've called this session When I'm Weary in the Waiting, because God knows that so many of us get weary in the waiting, and there's hope for us. This is Summer of Hope, Summer of Psalms. I hope you're ready for today's psalm. Listen up while I read Psalm 13, verse 1. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I take counsel in my soul and have sorrow in my heart all the day? How long shall my enemy be exalted over me? Consider and answer me, O Lord my God. Light up my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death, lest my enemy say I have prevailed over him, lest my foes rejoice because I am shaken. But I have trusted in your steadfast love. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. Man, we're going to see this pattern in the Psalms so much. If you haven't picked up on it already, often David will start with a lament, with a mourn, with a weight on his back, and you can feel it. And instead of going to talk about it with everybody in the world, he comes to the Lord. He lays his heart bare. And halfway in this situation, there's 8 verses, and it takes him 2/3 of the psalm before he finally gets perspective and says, but I know who God is. So when I'm weary in the waiting, there's hope. Here's 3 points. Number 1, it's more common than you think to be weary in the waiting. Maybe you already think it's common because you've lived there so many times. But listen to me. God's word is plentiful of men and women who were given promises of God and then had to wait, and they became weary in the waiting. And I believe that God's word is a testimony of hope. It's a testimony of strength to us to remain unshaken in seasons in our life when we feel a bit worn down. And this is one of those psalms that is a reminder to us. When you get weary in the waiting, remember that even David did too. And when you get weary in the waiting, the best thing to do is to express it to God. Speak to him as a son to his father. There's such intimacy in the language of Psalms. I don't know if you feel it in this chapter. You read this and you almost feel like you're walking in on David's journal. You are. That is what the psalm is. But there's a personal touch. There's something so unique to the relationship between David and God. And I think that is why he was called a man after God's heart, because he had nothing. He hid nothing from his father. And when you feel weary in the waiting, listen, it's important to ask yourself, why? Why is it that you're weary in the waiting? Kind of consider the situation in your life. Is there sin that must be confessed? Is God hiding his face from you because of sin? Is there a testing that's taking place? Is it just a strengthening time? Is God just saying, just be strong. You're trained for this season. Is the enemy attacking you? Is this a season of attack? Is it a season of growth? Ask yourself, why am I weary in the waiting? Maybe you're physically tired. Maybe you simply need a break. Maybe it's time for a vacation. I think shedding light on those seasons when you're weary in the waiting can be so helpful to you. Elijah is a great example of a man who was weary in the waiting. He went into a deep depression, and all he needed was 40 days of rest. Now, here's the second big thought. So first, it's more common than you think to be weary in the waiting. Number 2, it's more deadly than you think to focus on my enemy when I'm weary in the waiting. David starts off sort of with his eyes, like he's speaking to God, but his eyes are on his enemy. He's like, how long will my enemy be exalted over me? Focusing on your enemy when you're weary will steal your joy. It is a done deal. And by the way, the enemy isn't always like the enemy on the, you know, like the evil person. Sometimes the enemy is someone in your own home. Sometimes your enemy is someone in your own church. I hate that that's the truth, but as Christians, sometimes our biggest struggle is with people who call themselves Christians, brothers and sisters in Christ. And if all of your attention is on them, if you're spending your time looking in Facebook and looking on Twitter, and by the way, I've done that. I mean, and I've had to stop, because it will steal your joy to focus your eyes on your enemy. Focusing on your enemy will always lead to defeat. Now, David moves from there. He doesn't stay there. At first, you bring your problems to God. Maybe at the beginning, you've got to talk things out, but there's a point where David turns. He spends 3 and 4. He says, consider and answer me, O Lord, lest my enemies say. He's still sort of thinking about the enemy in verse 4, and then he stops in verse 5, and he says, my eyes are off my enemy now. Now my eyes are on you, Lord. Focusing on the Lord is the only way to regain perspective. You want perspective. You want hope. You take your eyes off your enemy, and you fix them on the Lord. So it's more common than you think to be weary in the waiting. It's more deadly than you think to focus on your enemy when you're weary in the waiting. And then thirdly, it's more supernatural than you think to experience joy when you feel weary in the waiting. Hey, that joy you have in the midst of difficulties, that's God. He puts that peace in you. This is what David gets to that point where he says, my heart will rejoice. Listen, by the way, not in the victory of my enemy, but in your salvation, O God. And I think there's so many explanations of that, that David recognizes that he has eternal salvation because he's made his, remember Psalm 1, he's built his life on the truth of who God is, on the truth of God's promises, and he ends it on a note of rejoicing. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. When you ask for strength, God will surely give it. When you seek hope, God will allow you to experience it. And when you ask for endurance, resolve to keep on practicing it with praise. You cannot endure until you learn to praise, praise, praise. That is a theme in the Psalms. Praise individually, praise corporately. Praise is the main way we express our trust in the Lord. Praise is our way to reaffirm who God is and what his promises to us are. Hey, have you spent time praising the Lord today? Why don't you hang up this podcast? Why don't you spend some time and rejoice over who God is? Pick your favorite worship song and sing. And remember, it is an awesome thing to be a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ. I hope you know that. I hope you find hope when you're weary in the waiting, and that hope is in the Lord. I'll see you guys tomorrow.